Welcome back to the Navy Federal Credit Union postgame show as Air Force defeats New Mexico by a final score of 44-22, and the Falcons' record improves to 9-2 on the season and 6-1 in the Mountain West. Kevin Wyatt here at the Ford Sports Desk. Let's take a look at what's taking place this weekend in Mountain West football. The action got started last night with the Border War. Colorado State and Wyoming. Pokes able to pull away in the second half for a 17-7 win. It was the type of low-scoring affair you'd expect when temperatures were hovering around 10 degrees. The Rams, as a result, no longer with a chance to become bowl eligible. One game going on in the conference as we speak. San Jose State and UNLV over in Vegas. The Spartans do need to win their last two games to become bowl eligible, while the Rebels are coaching for the job of head coach Tony Sanchez and are playing their last game at Sam Boyd Stadium. Well, the Rebels certainly playing like their coach's job is on the line and in the last game of their longtime stadium. They're ahead 21-6 at halftime. It's been a struggle for the Spartans as Josh Love has had a dreadful day. He's thrown for 3 interceptions so far in the first half. The rest of the games get started later tonight at 8:30, the matchup of the weekend conference and a game in which Falcon fans will be watching very closely. 20th-ranked Boise State and Utah State, major implications in the Mountain Division. Simply put, if Boise wins, they are Mountain Division champions and will host the Mountain West Championship game in 2 weeks. If Utah State wins, then it will be a 3-way tie atop the division. If the season were to finish that way, then the lowest-ranked team will be removed from consideration, at which point the head-to-head matchup among the two remaining teams becomes the tiebreaker. With the Broncos' win against the Falcons a few weeks ago, Boise would still have the advantage. So Falcon fans hoping for Boise to not only lose tonight, but also next week as well. The Broncos close out the regular season at Colorado State on Black Friday. So between now and the Falcons' next game, we will know whether it's Boise winning the Mountain or if Air Force or even Utah State has a chance to steal it at the end. Also coming up at 8:30, Nevada and Fresno State. The Wolfpack are bowl eligible, but the Bulldogs do need to win their final two contests in order to be eligible to play in a bowl game. And at 9 o'clock, San Diego State and Hawaii in a battle for the top spot in the West Division. Since this is the last conference game for each team, this will be a winner-take-all for an appearance in the Mountain West title game. It can be very difficult to play on the islands, and the Rainbow Warriors are listed as slight favorites at -2.5 points. This has been a look around the Mountain West this weekend. From the Ford Sports Desk, I'm Kevin Wyatt. Coming up, we'll check up on all the action from around the top 25 in college football here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA. Welcome back to the Navy Federal Credit Union postgame show as Air Force defeats New Mexico by a final score of 44-22, and the Falcons' record improves to 9-2 on the season and 6-1 in the Mountain West. Kevin Wyatt here at the Ford Sports Desk. Let's take a look at all the action going on among the top 25 in college football. A bunch of big games in progress as several big rivalries are being renewed. That includes 4th-ranked Georgia and its matchup with Texas A&M, a low-scoring game, but the Bulldogs' defense holding strong as they lead it 16-3 in the third quarter. Number 13, Michigan in a matchup with a surprisingly upstart Indiana team. Wolverines trying to show the Hoosiers their place, though, as they lead it 24-14 in the third quarter ahead of their huge matchup next week with Ohio State. Number 14, Baylor trying to bounce back from its first loss, and the Bears leading Texas right now 14-3 in the third quarter. Number 16, Notre Dame on top of Boston College 40-7. That game right now in the fourth quarter. And number 23, USC locked in its rivalry matchup with UCLA. Trojans on top of this one, 31-14. That game is early in the third quarter. Number 2, Ohio State. And number 6, Penn State at the Horseshoe. Winner of this game was likely to represent the Big Ten East in the conference title game. And things got a bit chippy pregame as there was a scuffle between the two teams. Chase Young also returning from a suspension. And the Buckeyes mostly able to handle the Nittany Lions.
Fields is going to throw, and he arches that one down to right side toward the end zone for Olave. Grabs in traffic, comes down with it. Touchdown, Chris Olave on a 28-yard pass from Justin Fields. And in traffic, Olave comes down with his 10th TD catch of the year.
Outside of a quick scoring burst, it was all Buckeyes as they won it 28-17 as they set up a showdown with Michigan next weekend. Number 5, Alabama was in a glorified scrimmage against Western Carolina as the Tide wasted no time scoring en route to a 66-3 win. Number 10, Minnesota, reeling from its loss to Iowa last week over at Northwestern, Golden Gophers with a 38-22 victory. Number 15, Auburn in a tune-up game against an FCS team, much like its rival. The Tigers hosted Sanford. Tigers with a shutout and a final score of 52-0. 17th-ranked Iowa with a 19-10 win against Illinois. Number 21, Oklahoma State and West Virginia, as the Mountaineers trying to stay alive for the postseason, but the Cowboys with a strong second quarter to give them a 20-13 win. And number 22, Iowa State at home against Kansas, and the Jayhawks tried to fly in a storm in this one, but at the end of the day, it was the Cyclones winning this one 41-31. As for the rival academy teams, Navy at home against SMU, and it's been a struggle for much of the first half for the midshipmen.
First and goal at the 10, Xavier Jones, handoff, bounces it outright, touchdown SMU! Xavier Jones, a 10-yard touchdown run, his 19th of the season.
Rich Phillips with Learfield IMG College there with the call. Navy found themselves down 21-10 at halftime, but they have scored a touchdown to open the third quarter, so now they trail SMU, 25th-ranked SMU, 21-17, 8:26 to go in the third quarter. Army is on their bye week. UC Boulder will be at home against Washington tonight with an 8 o'clock scheduled kickoff. From the Ford Sports Desk, I'm Kevin Wired. Coming up, we'll bring it back here and wrap things up and get you ready for next week's regular season finale for Air Force football against Wyoming. Air Force defeats New Mexico today, 44-22. Wrapping things up next here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA. Welcome back to the Navy Federal Credit Union postgame show as Air Force defeats New Mexico by a final score of 44-22, and the Falcons improved their record to 9-2 on the season and 6-1 in the Mountain West. Kevin White here at the Ford Sports Desk. Falcons flying high as they're 9-2 for the first time under Troy Calhoun and are 6-1 in the Mountain West for the first time since 2016. It's truly been a memorable season in Colorado Springs, and the Falcons aren't done yet. The Falcons have got one left before the postseason picture will be complete. They'll be at home next week against a Wyoming team that ended the Falcons' bowl hopes last season as that dropped them to 5-7. Air Force may be looking for a little revenge on the Pokes, and not only that, if Utah State can defeat Boise tonight, and if Colorado State can take down the Broncos on Black Friday, then it will be the Falcons representing the Mountain Division in the conference title game if they can beat Wyoming next Saturday. So Falcon fans certainly rooting for the Aggies and Rams over this coming week. And that'll do it for us here on the Air Force Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by USAA, as Air Force defeats New Mexico. Final score of this one, 44-22. And the Falcons' record improves to 9-2 on the season and 6-1 in the Mountain West. For everyone here at Learfield IMG College, for everyone at the Air Force Academy, speaking for Ryan Kaufman and Jesse Kurtz, this is Kevin Wired saying so long from the Ford Sports Desk. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow when the Falcons basketball team finishes up the Junkanoo Jam against Indiana State down in the Bahamas. Tip-off for that game is set for 2 o'clock. Pre-game will begin at 1:30. The Air Force football team closes out its regular season against Wyoming. Kickoff next Saturday will be at noon. Pre-game will begin at 10 o'clock. Both games can be heard right here on AM 740 KBOR. And until next time, have a very pleasant good evening, everybody.
You've been listening to the Postgame Show.